This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio
Ignition,
covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
The reason I race is to get the chicks. You know what I mean?
NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, sports cars, and NHRA drag racing.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know, WFO rocks.
WFO Radio is total motorsports.
It's just so cool.
Fasten your seatbelts, fire up the ignition, and drop the hammer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio. Back on the air, Ignition. Joe Costello here. Lots to get into as we are heavy into the month of December now. December 7th. A date that will live in infamy. Hopefully everybody's doing real well. Pearl Harbor Day, thinking back, a little retrospective. And I got the Patreons earlier today on their Monday Motivation Show and dropped into some World War II motivational quotes. It was actually very interesting. And I put that together on the fly for the Patreons, and it was really good just thinking about how intense things were and how everybody pulled together. And when I think about December 7th, 1941, I think more about how everyone rallied together, how things came together, and we became the nation we all know. The United States of America. Pretty amazing stuff. Hopefully you guys are doing great. I'm doing great. We got a lot to talk about. Do we? Do we have a lot to talk about? I definitely think we do. With Lewis Hamilton out of Formula One, George Russell taking over his seat, Mercedes has a shot to give this guy a win, and the wheels came off. Not quite literally, or maybe. Something with the wheels. Sergio Perez getting his first win. They call him Perez. But everybody that I know with that same last name is Perez. So we'll talk about that coming up on the show. We have an expert in such things on this show. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk a little Mandalorian. We're going to talk a little Christmas gift buying. Not for you, but for me. Like, is it the air fryer or is it the doorbell? Which is it? What are we going to do? Who's got knowledge? We're going to get into all of that stuff. There's monoliths. Monoliths all over the world. Monolith. Like in 2001, what are we doing? The monolith. They're appearing all around. There's one in California, and there's one in Utah, and there's one somewhere in Romania. I don't know where it is. It's obviously some sort of gag. But we'll get into it. We're going to dive into it. Talk some racing. Jimmy Johnson going to run the Rolex. All of that stuff. It is all going on. Roman Grosjean talking about his near-death experience and how the fire was consuming him, and he was at peace with being burned to death. But then he escaped. All of that. Bob Dylan just sold his entire soul. I mean, catalog. All of that. We're getting into all of that. And first, we're going to bring on the great Giovanni in Miami, who is our resident expert. See? And I asked him to mute himself, and now he won't come off of mute. You can't unmute your guests because they chose to mute themselves. And so now I'm talking about this unnecessary thing to be talking about when all he had to do was mute himself.
Well, all right. I'm back.
Yeah, what's up, Giovanni?
Better than ever.
Oh, my God. I don't know about better than ever, but we'll find out soon enough for the whole world to know. And soon I am going to release the link. In fact, I'm going to do it right now for our Patreon.
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken. The Patreons, people who pay for the show, patreon.com/WFO radio. They get a little extra content. They get voting on the direction of the show. They get to know all the behind-the-scenes dope. They get all of that. And as an added benefit for those that pay, we have decided, at least for the moment, and this is by no means permanent, especially if it goes horribly wrong, to post the link so that they may join the show and watch the recording of Ignition. And thus, thus they will see Giovanni and myself. I am definitely presentable. Giovanni, not so
always
much.
Presentable.
I don't know. Are you?
I mean, why not? I got a clean shirt on.
Yankee cap?
Yeah, bro, you know, Yankee cap.
The link is
up. A new one. A clean one, not a dirty one.
The post reads, watch the Ignition show, the Ignition record session. Here is the link. Maybe Joe will bring you on. And so that is now happening just 5 minutes into the record session. That is WFO Radio. So what's up, Giovanni? A lot of stuff happened since last time we got together. Lewis Hamilton, as is the case oftenly with, if that's even a word, for big newsmakers, they wait for WFO to get off the air. And big news comes out, like Lewis got the Rona. And so he did not compete in this weekend's race. That is a pretty big deal. I know it's very common right now, and a lot of different people are getting it. But Lewis Hamilton has been, according to his own story, paranoid about it, avoiding everybody, avoiding travel, staying at the tracks, not going to hotels, not doing anything, like trying really hard to avoid COVID-19. And he got it.
You know, I was just distracted. It looks like the Steelers might be about to lose. You're going to be really happy.
What, they're playing right now?
Yeah, they were playing today.
What channel?
It's not on the TV, though.
What?
It was just, yeah, not on TV. The other game started on TV on ESPN, but the Steeler game's about to end, and they're down 23-17 with 17 seconds left in the game. And I know we don't normally timestamp these, but, you know, I think under given the circumstances, you'll be happy to know.
I am, and I will. So
the Steelers
keep me up on that.
Just lost.
It's over?
No.
It's official?
It's over.
Popping
official.
Bottles, baby. Woo!
There you go.
Woo! Miami Dolphins, 1972 Dolphins, baby. Continue to be a perfect team. Mercury Morris and those guys, the remaining team, they are popping bottles because the Miami Dolphins are now and will continue to be the only undefeated team. There we go. Let's start at the beginning, everybody. Let's fire it up. Miami Dolphins football. Miami had the Dolphins, the greatest football team. Zonka running through the line. Marino throwing a touchdown. Carroll, you premium. What?
Bob Greasy.
I know that Bob Greasy was the perfect Dolphins. I'm just doing Dolphin montage.
Just throwing him out there, too.
I'm just, Bob Greasy, yeah. But the Garrow Upremian. And
David Woodley.
David Woodley. Remember, David, we were all the greats.
The greats.
The greatest of the greats. The Miami Dolphins are the only perfect team once again. That's exciting stuff right there.
I knew it. You see, sorry. I'm sorry to have been a little bit not cooperative at the right time, and he threw it over.
That's right. Who was I talking to last week? It was Brian Warner.
Over saying, oh, no, it was
Brian Warner.
The guy who won, yeah.
Superstar.
The brothers, the Warner brothers.
Yeah, Brian Warner.
Yeah, I feel like if I heard that interview very recently.
That's right.
He's a Steeler fan.
That's right.
And you even mentioned that I was a Steeler fan.
Yeah,
I heard it.
No, what I'm telling you is I'm saying that's right, and I'm reading you the text that I'm sending to Brian Warner right now.
Oh. I get it now.
And the text says, that's right, imperfect. Sound good?
Yeah, boy, it's up to you, man.
Send. Ah, that's right. You don't have to win, just everybody else has to lose. And I like it. There we go. Now I feel great.
You're just another one of those haters clinging on to glories of day of yesteryear.
It is what it is.
The Al Bundy 3-touchdown game in high school.
4, Polk High.
5, whatever it was.
Yes, it was 4 touchdowns and it was Polk High. But it doesn't even matter. It is what it is. You could say that about Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak if you want.
Well,
you
no,
could say
that's
that
something
well,
else.
Exactly. Nobody says that, right? Nobody says that. I knew right where to hit you. That's the thing about having little debates with all your friends. You got to know exactly where to hit them. One shot. Boom. DiMaggio, 56 games. Oh, no, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, exactly. Perfect Dolphins. It's all we got, man. It's all we got until now which we'll talk about later on in Sports Collision. But very exciting. Thank you, Gio, for bringing me in on that. I didn't fully grasp that they were playing right now. I guess they played last Thursday, and now they're playing
Wednesday. They played Wednesday, actually.
They played Wednesday,
which was supposed to be the Thursday night Thanksgiving game, which got COVID delayed till Sunday, till Monday, till Tuesday, which finally got played on Wednesday.
Copy.
And so they played tonight against the Washington former Native American football team. And tomorrow, the Baltimores play against the Dallas Cowboys.
Very exciting. So, oh, look at that. So they're going up against Washington and Dallas, respectively, and the Washington football team. And I'm liking that name. I'm hoping that that stays the name, the Washington football team, because to me it works. It works. It's a good name and doesn't bring in anything else. So back to Formula One, second week, secure circuit, Lewis, the world champ.
Well, same track, different configuration.
It was a different configuration. Lewis
this
Hamilton,
was a really fast track just around the outside. They were hauling the mail, running under 60 seconds a lap in during the race. It was speeding by.
Lewis Hamilton gets coronavirus. George Russell fills his seat. A lot of questions as Lewis is negotiating his new contract. There are reports, and what I've heard is that he's making $53 million a year. And so people were wondering.
That's nobody's business what this man makes.
But isn't it common in sports for us to talk about? Yeah,
It is to know the contract status of our athletes.
Every
yes.
other.
At least in the U.S., it is very common.
Absolutely. So $53 million is what this guy gets. And a lot of people were saying if Russell gets in there and just goes on and wins the race, then a lot of questions are going to arise. Is it the car? Is it Lewis? How good is Lewis? Does it matter? Could anybody drive that car to all these wins? And George Russell puts it on the pole and is going to the lead and gets the lead. And Mercedes finds a way to totally screw the pooch. Not just
terrible.
One of their drivers,
it
both
was
of their drivers.
Terrible by them. They totally blew. It was, you know, I hate to say it, but it was like failed strategy, like all those Ferrari failed strategies in the early part of battling Red Bull in that Fernando Alonso era.
Exactly. That's what
it
feels
really was,
like.
Just like that.
This is what happens, Larry. It's exactly how we feel and of course, we had a huge consequence losing championships, and they really have no consequence. And so it's really kind of a pathetic thing by Ferrari fans to even point it out, but it is what it is. But the door opens when you have Charles Leclerc and Max Verstappen crashing out on what appeared to be the first lap of the race, if not then the second lap. But two quick runners who are going to have a shot both take each other out. Perez was involved in that incident. You may recall he turned in and Charles Leclerc was kind of late braking. They got together. Leclerc's car broke. Perez was able to continue and goes on and wins the race. Before I go any further, Giovanni in Miami, everybody calls this guy Perez. But the kids that I grew up that had that same last name with was Perez. So lay it on me. Which is it, Spanish speaker?
I mean, I guess it's Perez, but, you know.
Sergio Perez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have to ask him what he prefers. You know, these name things, kind of whatever person wants to be called.
The name game. Perez. You know,
we've heard this before, the Abreu, Abreu.
Yeah, exactly.
Aguirre, Aguirre kind of stuff.
Whether you want to hide
tomato,
the...
Tomato, tomato.
I copy. Well,
but
there
if,
it is.
You know, if you asked me and if we ran into him over here down the street, his name would probably be Sergio Perez.
Perez?
Perez.
Or Perez.
Perez. I mean, you know what? I guess what have you. See?
Well, I'm assuming that they spoke with him, that the broadcasters of Formula One went to him and said, what's your name? And he
but
said,
but maybe
Perez.
That's just the way they can say it, you know, for all we know.
What, the Brits? Those limeys?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, at least I have acknowledged it. That's why I'm saying Perez. And look, Bulls Wool, a.k.a. Phil, is trying to connect. He's not fully connected yet, though. It's not allowing him to fully connect, but he's making the effort to watch the show. Thank you, Phil. Good job. Don't know why. You know what? I'm going to kick him out, and maybe he'll get another. All right, that's all you get to see. I didn't say you get to stay in for very long. You get to see that there is a show happening, and then we kick you out. Simple as that.
It's like a quick glimpse like behind
peep,
the scenes.
Like a peep show. It is.
Whoa, slow down. There's no peep show going on here.
No, there's not. But the rules are the same. If this is the peep show that people are, it's kind of very similar
to the
peep
show. Quick look?
Like a quick look. They're paying for the show because they're Patreons, right?
Oh, that's right.
They're paying. And I give them access with this link. And they come
special
on.
Special access. At
special
that.
Access. And they come on and they see for a quick second or an X amount of time. And then the door closes.
As long as it takes, I guess.
And then I click them off. It is a lot like
brilliant.
It's a lot like a peep show. I'm just saying. Not that I've ever been to one of those things.
But that's not, I'm sure, what we've heard they're like.
Oh, exactly. All right. Since we didn't say we were going to take calls from people, but it looks like Bulls Wool has got his act together, but he's going to be audio only, which is actually very perfect for this deal. Let's see if he is down under. Phil, Bulls Wool, can you hear us? No, he cannot. You know, he is halfway around the planet. Oh, I heard
Dude,
him click. He's
and
clicking.
He's upside down, too.
He's upside down. He's around the planet. Yeah, it's not working for him. That's a bit of a bummer. Let's keep going with the show. So final results from the Formula One race this past weekend. Sergio Perez wins the race in the Racing Point Mercedes. Esteban Ocon in the Renault was second. Lance Stroll third. So you got two Racing Points on the podium. They are super
Imagine
stoked.
Imagine that.
Yeah, last
two
year's
pink cars on the podium.
Pink podium. Carlos
pink
Sainz.
Mercedes, like
fourth.
The Mary Kay Cadillacs.
The Mary Kay Mercedes. Carlos Sainz fourth. Daniel Ricciardo fifth. Alexander Albon sixth. Danny Kvyat seventh. Valtteri Bottas. Bottas manages to get an eighth. George Russell ninth. Lando Norris 10th. And Pierre Gasly, Sebastian Vettel. Pietro Fittipaldi, the American-born driver, born in the Miami area. Giovanni, do you know him? Do you know him?
Not personally.
No. In the Haas F1, 17th, and out of the race, Nick Latifi, Max Verstappen, and Charles Leclerc. It was a fun race. It was pretty exciting when you know you're going to get a new winner, a first-time winner, someone who's never won before. That's it. But I got to say, I was very disappointed that Leclerc got taken out. And clearly it would have been Verstappen or Leclerc up there winning the race or battling for the win with a good shot, and they blew it is really what happened. They blew it. So
yeah, I think, you know, Leclerc took the blame for the accident. It was kind of his fault.
Oh, Leclerc took the fight. It was kind of his fault. But I think it was,
both totally
of their
his fault.
Fault.
Everybody called him out.
He cooked. He overcooked that corner and stuck his nose in there.
He did, and he caused the accident.
Big mistake. But big mistake.
What are you going to do?
It's it. That's if you're going to have a big mistake in a terrible season.
Racing incident.
This year is already a total nightmare for Ferrari. So what difference is a little more scariness if your nightmare lasts from, you know, till 5 a.m. as opposed to 4 a.m.? It's still a total nightmare, and we'll get into it.
All right.
Will Lewis get back for this weekend's action? We don't know. We'll see.
We don't know. But, you know, probably not. I haven't heard that he is coming back or anything to that nature. They might have been saying, oh, yeah, if he gets another negative test, maybe on Wednesday or Thursday, he'll be cleared. But we haven't even heard when he could possibly be cleared or anything like that.
No, we don't know about his health. We don't know how he's doing. We don't know if
right.
he's got the
no
raging
idea.
Fever. We don't know. You know, we heard that the big news here, obviously Rudy Giuliani has got it. He's a well-known person in the world. And everybody, like, the numbers are flaring up. I thought the number is, 90 people an hour. Well, today being Pearl Harbor Day, I think the number at Pearl Harbor was 2,300 men. That's a horrific number. And that's pretty much our daily number right now here in the United States. What is it worldwide? I don't even know. I don't keep that stat. But it's pretty brutal. And so Lewis needs to stay away, obviously, number one, because you don't want to infect anybody else. Number two, hopefully his health is good as can be imagined, given the circumstance. And Formula One will go on this weekend, and we'll keep going. On the NASCAR side of the world, some little news here and there. You know, bouncing over to the J-Ski site, that Jimmy Johnson's going to run the Rolex 24 with Chip. That's kind of cool. Love to see that Jimmy is out there, you know, racing, and he's not on the rocking chair just yet. I'm all right with that. The Daytona 500, they announced that they're going to have limited capacity. I do wonder what limited means, though. When you have a facility that'll hold over 100,000 people, you can space a lot of people out. Like, if you put 50,000 people in there and space them out, that's decent. By the time we get to February, who knows where we will be in said pandemic. Hopefully, they're talking about vaccines being applied within hours from now, maybe right now, maybe soon, over there in the UK. So that's pretty exciting. We just got to, you know, we got to get to that point.
I got mine right here. I'm ready to take it.
You're ready to take it?
I got it right here.
So you're laughing like everyone, he doesn't realize that I'm going to call him out that he's laughing. I think what we should do is a promotion, like a WFO promotion to help society.
Oh, yeah, like a PSA?
Exactly. When the polio vaccine came out, Elvis went on television.
Napoleon?
Polio.
What did Napoleon have to do with anything?
Polio.
Oh, polio.
You know why you don't know that?
Because I was born after that.
Because of the vaccine. It wasn't a problem for you because other
people... I know about Jonas Salk, man.
Well, but you
don't have
say
to
that.
Treat me like some kind of special needs
but
child.
But obviously, you're anti-vax. You're an anti-vaxxer.
That's not true.
Well, there's a great way for you to prove
it. My son got all his vaccines and all his shots.
A great way for you to prove it, which is the idea that I'm coming up right now on the air, that Giovanni is going to get vaccinated live on the air. WFO in front of the world.
Yeah,
live
of course.
Around.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring him in here and sit him down and inject him.
We'll see. Oh, I'm getting zapped by legal. They're telling me that that they do not approve of this. That who did you consult when making the statement?
Leadership.
Yep.
Leadership.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see. If we can get this clear, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, you
Joe's got a great idea.
You don't like my idea.
You know, there's all kinds of legalities involved in this kind of stuff.
Okay, so you don't have to get vaccinated on the air, but maybe I will. I would totally do that. I'll get vaccinated on the starting line. I'm not afraid. I'm ready to dive in, man. I want to go into a crowd of people and feel like a super person.
You ready to go mosh?
I'm a little old for that. I don't want to be injured. Did you get my point?
Yeah, well, you know, it was more of a, you know, metaphorical.
Today is Pearl Harbor Day, Gio, where we look back, you know, people post on...
I know, December 7th, man.
September 11th, people put never
forget.
No, today's
forget. December 7th, man. That's September 11th.
That's not
We're
what
almost
I...
almost at Christmas.
That's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
I said on September 11th, people say never forget. Never forget. That's what they say. So there's a category of things that we should never forget. Never forget. Like, what are some of the other things that we should never forget? If September 11th is in the category, never forget. All right. What else? Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, I know. And you're trying to make some silly joke that I don't know what date it is.
No, it just sounded like I wasn't
no,
sure
it didn't.
What you were
it
saying.
Didn't say, well, because you got to have patience as I unfold the layers. Sometimes you want to jump ahead as I unfold the layers. So there's a category called Never Forget. And September 11th, which we all experienced, is in that category. And we're all alive. Just like with the polio vaccine. Never forget.
No, we weren't alive for the polio vaccine.
Never forget. The polio vaccine was into that category.
The Challenger blew up.
There was once a time where we did not have a vaccine. And people were in fear of it. Kids getting it. People being debilitated, paralyzed, couldn't walk. All over America, it was part of life. Never forget. But now it's not a problem, and we don't know it, and Gio doesn't understand it, and I'm thankfully unaware of what it might be like to have polio, because we have a fantastic vaccine, and everybody gets it, and it's no big deal. Well, December 7th, 1941 is another one of those things. If you're going to be a good citizen, I think you should never forget. Not so much that an enemy attacked us and 2,300, 2,400 men were killed. Not that. That's a horrible thing. But more, what can be accomplished when America is united in a goal, some sort of goal, some sort of task, some sort of thing that we are trying to achieve? What happens when you put the United States of America all on the same page and get everybody, and look what I have here, because I prepared
for this.
We get
to the moon.
Never forget. That's one of those things. I have here my World War II propaganda posters magazine that I have. Now, I don't
Very
expect
nice.
This is something that I purchased, and it's postcards. But what I liked about it was that it is all the war bonds and Rosie the Riveter and all those posters that you may remember. I got this at the United States Marine Corps Museum in Quantico when I went 2 years ago. And I just thought this is such a great thing. And I'm looking at it and I'm reading. And mostly it's war bonds or it's shut your mouth. That's another one. Shut your mouth. Can you imagine people being told to shut their mouth? Look at this one. What does this say? Can you read that?
Give it your best.
No, the other one with the sailor.
The one in red?
The sailor, yeah, with a red square or rectangle. Oh, my God. You really can't read that? Like, are you that blind?
It's hard to see.
It's
tiny in the picture here.
Oh, I gotcha. If you tell where he's going.
It's like about as big as my thumbnail.
If you tell where he's going, he may never get there. You know, these are messaging. It's propaganda is what it is. It's what you tell your public how to behave in a critical situation like world war.
Comply.
It's exactly what it is. You buy them, we'll fly them. Defense bonds, etc. A careless word, a needless sinking. Propaganda, it's messaging. Everybody do the right thing. And that's what everybody did. You didn't have people after World War II or after Pearl Harbor and them saying, hey, we need to collect scrap metal and rubber. No, screw you.
Yeah, but these are different times, Big Daddy.
I know. Don't I know it? Come on, gang. We're building arms for victory. It's really interesting. And yeah, it's been 79 years, so the consciousness of a person is totally different than it was back then. And they are a little less compliant. And for good reason. A lot of stuff has happened. A lot of stuff has gone down to make people a little less willing to just do stuff. One of those never forget things, Vietnam. There's one. The NAM. Kind of like one of those things where maybe you don't want to totally comply. You might want to double check on your compliance. So what else? Motorsports news is kind of thin there, Giovanni.
Yeah, no Schmidt. We're here talking about all kinds of historical wars.
It's December 7th.
Yeah, well,
it's Pearl Harbor Day. We don't do this if, like, this show falls on the 6th. It only falls on the 7th every, once in a while. It's a big deal. But see, you're proving my point, though. You don't care.
Well, nothing of the such.
That doesn't satisfy me. That's not a satisfactory answer. Nothing of the such. That's not a satisfactory answer. I say you don't care. You're just a perfect example of the average citizen out there that could give a rat's ass about Pearl Harbor, and you've totally forgotten.
Well, that's not true, and I haven't forgotten, and my flag is out there flying today, and I brought it down to half mast.
That's good. I can't prove or disprove that. That's a good thing. All right, listen, I'm not challenging.
I'll take a picture of it, but I would have, but it's already dark, and so we already brought it down.
You brought it down to half mast. I like
it. No, all the way down. You know, it's dark. You know, it's like every night we bring it down, every morning we bring it up.
Exactly. You're lucky that you said that. I was just about to get you. Or have a light shining on it. Which you could
do. No, I don't. There is a light right by there, but it's one of those like sensor lights.
Oh, it's good for the kid. Shiny. It's good for the kid to get him involved in the flag raising ceremony.
Right. You see, it's like get him ready for school every morning.
You get out, you go out there, you display the colors. You raise the colors. Do you have music that you play?
Yeah, we do. We play the national anthem.
Excellent. So you raise the colors. You play the anthem. Then you begin the day.
Like an instrumental version, obviously. Not like, you know, obviously not the Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl. Oh,
my God. It would take you to noon. The longest version in the history of the versions. I get it. No, that sounds like a very good thing. Don't you think that every single American should do that?
I mean, I'm not going to say that everyone should do, you know, what is right for other people. But I think that people should strongly consider it.
Yeah. All right. So what this has been is just a little humor. While we both have flags displayed, there is no ceremony. And there is no music. But it sounds like it would be fun. My dad has a flagpole. And I was actually thinking about getting a flagpole just the other day. I was going through one of my closets and I found a box of flags, not just American flags, but all kinds of flags, like Yankee flags and Earnhardt flags and Formula One flags and Ferrari flags and this WFO flag that's behind me right now. And I'm thinking to myself, what does one do with all these flags? What would I do with this? What if I wanted to fly one of these flags? What do I do? The answer is nothing, unless you have a flagpole. And that's why people have flagpoles, so that they can fly their flags. Simple as that.
You could fly them on the back of your truck.
Oh, there's a lot of that going on.
Like on both sides and off the tailgate, you could have like 18 different flags and like do your own Joe Costello different flag parade.
There's a lot of people doing that right now, but the flags are not American flags.
No, I'd say they're kind of, you know, aren't they trying to be patriotic in their own sense?
They're definitely supporting something that they care about. God love them. And so there you go. As far as the motorsports world, something I did want to mention, that the IMS historian Donald Davidson is going to retire as of December 31st. Now, when we did those IndyCar shows from the Indy 500, Donald Davidson was a part of them. When I did some performance TV stuff from PRI last year, Donald Davidson was part of it. The guy is an older gentleman. He's been doing it for 50 years. And he's from the UK. And he just is one of those historian types and took the job and will retire. A great career. And if you love the Speedway and you love the Indy 500, like that's going to be one when... you go there and you're no longer dealing with the same guy. I do tell you, though, that they have some qualified people over there that know the history. But history, just like we were talking about, you've got to be passionate about it. It's not the kind of job that you can do if you don't absolutely love what you're covering. And Davidson loves the Speedway. And it's going to be sad to see him go, but also happy to see him go because he's going to go off and live retired life. A.J. Foyt remarked, there will never be another Donald Davidson. He is like an encyclopedia on racing. I bet he knows more about my career than I do. And I don't think he should be allowed to retire before me. All joking aside, I wish him the best, says Supertex. Another pretty qualified racer named Mario Andretti said, there is something very special about Donald Davidson, and I noticed it from almost the minute I met him. When we first met, we gravitated to each other immediately. I think that was because we were both relatively fresh immigrants from Europe. So we had something in common. But very quickly, I realized how remarkable this man was. A walking encyclopedia of everything Indianapolis. He immediately started educating me about the 500. I was so impressed. The furthest thing I'd expect from a Brit. What, being impressed? Yeah, I'd never met a Brit that impressed me, said Mario.
I think he meant anyone that knew anything.
Or a Brit that knew something, exactly. These Brits, they don't know anything. He and I personally engaged and remained connected over the years. I could ask him where I was on lap 32 in 1971 or what the track temperature was on race day in 1984, and he would answer me without the blink of an eye. I thought it was almost miraculous. He's everyone's go-to guy for information on anything of historical significance, and he can talk about it in the most compelling way, which has earned him tremendous respect. And aside from his job at the museum, he's a well-liked gentleman who is genuinely kind and so enjoyable to be around. I can honestly say that I look forward to seeing him every time I return to Indy. I have so much respect for Donald. Notice the difference between Supertext with the three-line quote and Mario with the gushing, detailed monologue. I have so much respect for Donald. I'm very happy that I was able to enjoy and learn from his wisdom. And what I cherish most is that we became friends. I look forward to our paths crossing again, says Mario Andretti. And I'm reading an article on motorsport.com by David Malsher Lopez, or as some might say, David Malsher Lopez. And there you have it.
The Commandatore.
The Commandatore. Right. Mario. We've had Mario on WFO. Mario. I got a selfie with Mario somewhere. The Commandatore. And look, Bulls Wool is just on there listening. You know, Bobby Graham reached out and he says, I just want to listen. I don't want to be on the show. And I told him, I was like, hey, man, that's fine. Do it. You do you. You don't have to come on and contribute. That's not what the Patreons are all about. You're just participating. You're just part of it. You're just there. Like Bulls Wool, a.k.a. Phil, is our live audience right now. And so you could tell that Giovanni is bringing extra energy.
Woo!
Exactly. And so what we'll do, since he can't hear me, is I'm going to tell Bobby Graham that we're not going to put him on. And then the second he comes on, we'll put him on. And we'll laugh and laugh. How an unprepared Bobby Graham. And we'll ask him to complete a math problem.
You're terrible.
That would be terrible. There's nothing I hate worse than public math. That's the one. And I'm not terrible, and I'll get
private it. Private math isn't all that much better.
My private math, but I can take as long as I need. Public math. That's a different story. All right, what else in the world of motorsports before we switch to the sporting collision? That's pretty much it.
That's all we got. We got last race F1 next week, Abu Dhabi. And, kind of close out this 2020 COVID season. Lewis is the champ, but we'll see maybe some other new first-time winner, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe George Russell if he races, or maybe not. So Lewis, $53 million. I got into it with a friend of mine, Big Tony. Big Tony from way back in the day. Remember race watches? Remember we gave away that awesome, like, $1,000 watch on the show?
I actually do. I have specific recollection.
In the early days of WFO, Big Tony from Homestead, who was part of the South Florida Motorsports Welcoming Committee in the early days of Homestead Miami Speedway. And really, if we want to say, like, one of the first people who gave me an opportunity to do on-camera television stuff. Him and his friend Jeff did a show down here. I got some, like, South Florida Motorsports Report, and I got some video cassettes of the show. So, Big Tony, you know, it's funny. The people who help you out along the way, I believe that you have to remember them and keep it close. Like, who's helped me? Like, Marvin Rodak and RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hot sauces and spice rubs, everything good. Give Marvin a call, 817-924-6821. This is an actual spot, folks. Marvin has been incredibly helpful to the show. And Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. For you folks building engines out there, TotalSeal.com. Or if you got a buddy who's like, you know, I'm going to try to build an engine, you got to tell them TotalSeal.com. There's no question. Or Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure, Alcohol Funny Car License, FrankHawley.com. Great stuff. And finally, Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. Brian Massengill, Linda Judson, all the people over there doing a great job. Nitro Fish, everybody that helps us out. Also, if you want a WFO face covering, go to the store, WFOradio.com, the WFO store, and you can get a face covering for just $10, stickers, all kinds of good stuff on there. You can get a WFO Radio t-shirt, Nitro Fish Racing. You can use the promo code WFO20 to get 20% off for the holidays. Do all of that. Plus, we've got so many different things on there as gifts, holiday gift ideas from our Amazon store, including Don the Snake Prudhomme's new book. Think of how great a gift that would be, the coffee table book. Don the Snake Prudhomme's brand new coffee table book. The only thing better would be if somehow this week on Thursday at 4 o'clock, Snake was coming on the show. Like, that would make it better. And incidentally, that is also the truth. Yeah, we got Alan Reinhardt on Nitro.
Wow!
1 o'clock.
Isn't that great?
Isn't it great? We got Alan Reinhardt on Tuesday, 1 o'clock Eastern. On Wednesday, we got competition eliminator champ Craig Bourgeois, 4 o'clock Eastern. And then on Thursday, The Snake, one of the most legendary names in all of auto racing. And in fact, we just quoted AJ Foyt, a.k.a. Supertex, one of the greatest of all time. And then we quoted Mario Andretti, a.k.a. Mario Commandatore, one of the greatest of all time. And now I'm telling you that Don the Snake Prudhomme is going to be on WFO Radio on Thursday at 4 o'clock. I have been promised. What an incredible troika of personalities on WFO. AJ Foyt, Mario Andretti, Don the Snake Prudhomme going to be on the show. Isn't that incredible?
It most certainly is.
Amazing
Those
stuff.
Those are legends in any sport.
They are. And I just love the fact that I like co-opted their names. Like, Snake's going to be on. I just mentioned Mario and Supertex, and I somehow like combined them all in like they're all like on the show. They're not. Just Snake. But still. Very exciting. Get ready. Wait till you see the artwork going out there to promote the show. But I would hope that everybody is going to be crowded around their big wooden radio. Like so many did. On December 7th, 1941, to listen to FDR give one of the most rousing speeches in history. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. Except they'll be listening to me and Snake talk about his book. Very exciting stuff. Very exciting. What is the point of all that? The point is that Big Tony and Race Watches helped us out on WFO Radio. See, you never think I'm going to get back to it, but I always get back. I always get back to where I'm starting. It's one of the gifts. It's one of the gifts. Like, how on earth do you get back to the beginning of a crazy tangent like that? And the answer is luck. It's all luck. But it keeps happening. So Tony says that they should let Lewis Hamilton go and keep the $53 million, that Mercedes' job is to sell cars, not pay some Formula One guy, that the Formula One team is already a winner and they're always going to be good. They should cut loose Lewis Hamilton and sign George Russell, who has already proven that he's not a moron and can take the car to the front. And I had to push back on that. I know $53 million is a lot of money, but I can't help but think about the Dan Marino, Scott Mitchell, and all the different ones down the line. And this is really tied to, you know, Bill Belichick. Like, what would Belichick do? Belichick would cut Lewis Hamilton, wouldn't he?
Probably.
$53 million.
Maybe not in a non-salary cap league.
Exactly. And what I think is this. Lewis Hamilton is one of the most well-known humans on earth. He is the face of your brand in motorsport. He's one of the faces in motorsport. He achieves this unbelievable accolade of becoming the winningest driver ever. And you're going to cut him and not take advantage of it? I think that's dumb. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because it's actually the kind of thing that, you know, we're talking about $53 million at his most recent level. What's he worth now? He's the winningest driver in the history of the world. Is he going to take a haircut after this? Lewis is going to go to Mercedes like, look, y'all, you were paying me $53 million, and I just want everything in the world, and I'm still at the top of my game. And we're probably going to win again, so I'll take $45 million. Maybe he will. It's still $45 million. And are you signing him for 1 year, Lewis? The smart move is to sign Lewis for at least three, because he's still got three great years left. And then you leave the scraps for everybody else. Lewis Hamilton in 3 years, who knows? But next year, he's going to be great. The year after, still great. The year after, question mark. 4 years down the road, nobody knows. But keep Lewis Hamilton.
Mercedes still going to be that dominant as a manufacturer, too?
We don't know.
We just don't know. They have been for the previous, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. But that doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily, there's going to be, you know, the new regs coming in 2021. And hopefully it will. You know, hopefully we'll see somebody else get up there and compete, even if it's, you know, not dominate like that. But somebody's got to compete. It can't just be Mercedes continues to just.
We hope not. And, you know, we did give out the link to the Patreon audience Some people in the Patreon audience are on there watching. And, you know, if you're okay with being brought into the show on a certain moment, give us some sort of signal, because people have said that they just want to watch. So if you're in, like, give a, you know, wave or give a thumbs up or something like that, because we got people out there in the WFO universe. Oh, all right. Let's bring her on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasy League. I know where this is going. Stubo wearing her WFO shirt. What's up, Sue? How you doing?
Yo, what's up, WFO?
WFO. Look, Giovanni, it's Stubo.
Hi, Stubo, WFO.
What's happening, guys? It's great to see you.
It's great to see you. Well, you're wearing your shirt. Did you put the shirt on just for the call, or did you have the shirt on already?
Of course I put it on for the call. Come on.
That's awesome. You're so fired up. You're such a great fan of the show. You help us. You make us feel great. It's awesome. How are you doing? You want to take shots at me because you beat me in the fantasy? Is that what this is about?
It's a throwdown. Come on. You were throwing it down. I threw it right on back.
You did.
It was awesome.
Well, that's the point. It's like you gotta take some shots. You gotta stir it up. You gotta mix it up. And we did. And I was defeated. You beat me fair and square.
It's like bench racing. Come on, get out the practice tray.
That's it. Oh, I got one. And you know what? I'm having a negative experience. I don't think you can see this. Here it is. There it is. My final round two. You want to hear something? I just ordered. I don't have buttons for my final round two Sam Biondo final round two practice tree. Like, my original buttons broke. And so I made something like in the year 2000 that worked, and now it's not good enough anymore. Anyway, I ordered some new buttons from a place that will go nameless, but it's one of the two big ones. It's one of the two big ones. It's one or the other. I won't say which.
Okay.
And the buttons for the practice tree, the jack, like the 3.5 mini jack, you know, the one that we use for everything, they don't fit. They're too small. Like, I guess where they're having these buttons made, the size is off. It's off, and so I'm going to have to send the buttons back, and I'm very disappointed because I would break out the practice tree right now. We would have a challenge. So what's up with you guys when you look back at your season? Happy? Happy it happened, at least?
Happy it happened. I mean, we were really happy to get out. You know, we ended on a good note, or we feel good about the combination going in next year, at least for the Super Gas Roadster. So making tweaks on the dragster, and if all goes well, I'll be driving our 68 Super Street Camaro Roadster.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
That's Super Street. Oh, see, we'll I got to get my car done. We can race against each other in those Division II points races.
Exactly. Yep.
That would be fun.
So, yep, we'll be like a convoy rolling down the road between trailers and motorhomes and trucks.
Yeah, you guys do roll deep with the two cars, now a third car and everything. But, you know, and for those that don't know, you know, Dave runs Super Gas and Super Comp, and you guys are big WFO listeners and hardcore NHRA. And what I remember was being super excited that you listened to the Ignition Show and found this thing entertaining at all.
I love the Ignition Show. I mean, I love all the podcasts that you guys do, but Ignition, I will say, you guys sucked me in because I never know where you're going to end up. I love it. It's pretty awesome.
We don't. We have no clue. We have no idea where we're going to start, where we're going to finish. I just, Giovanni and I, you know, we yell at each other, and but today we're holding it together. So, which video doorbell should I buy, Stubo? Going to bring this out, but since you're on, do you have any experience with this? Because there's like 17 different models, and there's thousands of people that support every one of them. And this past week, I had some stuff potentially disappear from my porch, and so I wanted to get one. And then I found out after the fact that Amazon never sent the stuff, but I had received it has been delivered, and the stuff wasn't there, and so I got very angry. And then I was in here doing my EPAR trade seminars, and the neighbor started knocking on the door violently. And I thought to myself, man, it would be really beneficial to know who this person was. And so I made up my mind. I'm going to get a video doorbell. And now I'm just stuck. Wow. I don't know which one to get.
Well, let's see. We've gone with the Blink cameras. So, you know, I can see what's going on. Their motion, you know, motion sensor. I can talk to the people, yell at somebody, you know, whatever.
That's beneficial. So you like Blink.
Yeah, we like Blink. Yeah.
Like Blink. Yeah. And Giovanni is a
Blink. I have a Ring. R-I-N-G.
He has Ring.
Yeah.
Works fine too.
Yeah, I haven't gone with Ring, and I haven't gone with we have Simply Safe and Blink. And you know, but pretty much we use the cameras versus the actual Ring doorbell.
Excellent. So. Now those Blink cams, I investigated them. They only store like a little footage though, right? Like they're not constantly streaming. They just like grab like 60-second bits or something?
Yeah, it depends on how you set it up on the both from the sensitivity and the length of time. So, you know, but it'll store X amount of time for you, and you get notifications, and it's like any of the other systems, you know, it's wireless. You can connect to it with any device. So, it works out well.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. Well, I'm going to pull the trigger on something. I just got to figure out what it is. You know, it's the holidays. I guess that'll be the gift to Castella Media.
Look, he's taking notes.
I am. No, I have. Yes. You have no idea. I've been researching everything starting last week on the air fryer thing, because this guy has got a super air fryer and he made some amazing chicken wings. And I thought to myself, I think I need to get one of these air fryers, but I want to make sure I get the right one. And I mentioned it on the show, air fryers. And so JJ, Jambalaya J, who is a Patreon, he messaged me somewhere, which I can't tell you where, because there's thousands of different places where we get messages. Twitter, myself, and WFO, and the back channel, direct message, and Facebook, and this, and the website. There's hundreds. But he said that he recommended a certain one. And so I dove in on research and just total overload. And then my package problem happened. And then I went into the doorbells, total overload, and an inability to make pull the trigger. Like, I don't know the answer. I'm paralysis by analysis. I've got too much going on. So I was going to ask you.
We call that being the watch guy. You know, you research everything. We knew this guy. If he wanted a watch, he would look at every single detail on a watch, and from the high dollar ones to, you know, the knockoffs. And yeah, so we'll call you the watch guy.
Don't call me the watch guy. We were just talking about Race Watches, Tony, just seconds ago. See, it's all linking together. We're talking about watches. But I do like to do research to find out. There's like the best one for the money. There's the best one. And then there's, you know, best value, best one. And then the one that's designed to look great but sucks, that's out there. And there's companies that do that. Like, let's put all the money into the way it looks, and people will pay a lot of money for it, but then it'll suck. And whatever, we got them.
Right, the pretty package.
The pretty package. And right. I'm trying to sort out what's what. You know, the toaster oven air fryer that Jambalaya Jay mentioned is like, looks really good. Looks like something you'd find in a restaurant, you know, that they're in the industrial kitchen working with that thing, you know, but you're putting out a little coin for that.
You put a little coin out for that.
You get what you pay for.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Especially in kitchen appliance world.
That's right. Trust me. We spent good money on our smoker, and I didn't regret an ounce of it.
Really? You have a smoker? Oh, yeah.
You use it a lot, and it lasts a few years. You're getting your money's worth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a lot more fun. The air fryer is a lot more fun than the stupid video doorbell. The doorbell is like a security item. That sucks. That's no fun. That's like getting underwear or socks. It's like, yeah, now I can see all the people who are annoying.
You can heckle people. Come on.
That's true. That is true. That's one. And with assuming we get back to road life next year, hopefully, knock on wood, it would be very beneficial to see who comes to the door. We'll see.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your feedback on that. Oh, that's good.
Fingers crossed.
Well, you come on the show.
Getting back on the road.
You're coming on the show, and I'm immediately like using you up for information. Ah, here's Stubo. Stubo, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Give us your feedback. Give us a review.
You know, next time I'm going to come on with a drink.
I like that idea. And you know, what's funny is I've already said that we should have, and I think we will. I haven't looked at dates yet, but at some point before Christmas Eve, we got to see how the dates fall. A WFO Christmas party where everyone is welcome, you know, on the NHRA side and on the Ignition side. And it's just the WFO Christmas party. And who knows?
There you go.
Who will appear. So you're certainly invited if that happens, you know, to jump on there. You know, it could be Reinhardt, it could be Loans, it could be Jason Logan, it could be Courtney Enders, it could be Stubo. We could all be on there together. Like, I just think that could end up being Giovanni even, which you may have noticed. I try to keep Giovanni separate from that universe.
Come on. Gio has to be in the mix. Come on.
Gio is totally in the mix. What do you think of Gio, Stubo?
I'm not allowed to go to the racetrack anymore. Ever since the incident.
Incident. Remember the incident? It's so funny because there are so many examples that could have been the incident that I don't even know. No, listen, Gio earned his stripes when he interviewed Snake on the fly in the, you know, just like randomly. He made it through.
And Shirley one day too. She got the bleacher named after her.
Giovanni has on his credits of interviews. Have you ever done an interview? Yeah. Who? Shirley Muldowney and Don the Snake Prudhomme. Who else, Gio? Who's next?
That's about it.
No, I know you got a couple that you did down there on the starting line, but those are pretty good. Those are...
Oh, yeah. Those quick hitters before races also. There's a bunch of those.
Yeah, but those don't count. Everybody's ready with one answer. You gotta...
It's like, the follow-up that's
right.
Gets them.
That's what the snake is like. Snake gave you one and you kept going, man. You earned it. But back to what I was saying, Stubo, what is your opinion of Giovanni, what he brings to the table? His sense of humor, the Miami style. I'm just curious what kind of, this is very important to me. This is like market research here for the show.
Well, you know, Gio keeps you on your toes is what
this
I
This is like
think.
My review.
When you guys...
This is end of year review for Gio. He does keep me on his toes. He attacks.
He's not agreeing with you every time.
Never.
He's
easy. Oh, definitely.
There's no agreeing there, and I love it.
Even if I'm right.
Joe, yes.
Even if I'm right,
well,
he goes against me. Sometimes. He'll go against himself. Well, that's what talk show is about. Like, sometimes you got to take the opposite opinion just to keep things going. just to extract to extract what is right. Like, it's a methodology thing. Well, that's good. GOC, you've passed your year-end review.
All right, I survived another one.
That's it.
Good job, Gio.
So on a scale,
thank you, Stubo. Way to go. I'm going to make it one more season with you.
I'm not going to ask you for a 1 to 10 rating.
But we know it's off the charts.
Yes, exactly. I'm not going to ask you for a 1 to 10.
She doesn't like giving 10s publicly.
No, I think she was going to give a 4. I think she was going to give a 4. So, we'll put those together and average them out. And you get a 6.5, and that's good. So you get to come back next year.
It's a passing grade. Come on.
It is. How productive. Anything else? You got holidays? You prepared? You all ready to go? South Carolina's home for you guys, right?
Yes, South Carolina. I've been up to my eyeballs with work. So, that work thing that keeps getting in the way.
Exactly.
It's all good. Keeps you busy.
I think about that all the time. The people that, you race, but that's not your job. You probably were stressing at your job to get ready to go race all these weekends.
Yeah, well, when all of this fun started, we were at the Gator Nationals, the sportsman version of it. And, I was making my way back and forth to the lanes and jumping on calls because in my world, I deal with contingency and risk on for the company I work for. So, yeah, it was breaking loose.
Wow.
And I was doing a lot of work in the motorhome in between, running up to the lane. So it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But
I have no idea. Universe is got to be freaking out till right now. Like, we're not exactly sure.
No, we're not sure. We're not sure. But, just trying to be smart. And I have my WFO mask. I wear it proud all the time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. No, you are a super supporter. Obviously, you're on Patreon. That's how you got the link. But you have supported the show for a long time, and we were just talking about that. Like, it's amazing that we have built this incredible audience. I think about you and Lowe and Bobby Graham and Rich and Saugus and just like diehards that have been with the show for ages and ages and ages. But you're relatively new. And that's what I think is super cool is because we got to be picking up new people along the way. And I don't know exactly how new you are, but relatively, certainly compared to Rich and Saugus, who was on board back in the XM days in 2005. And it means the world that you support this crazy endeavor.
Oh, we don't miss it. I am behind on podcasts, I will say, but Dave Southern Racer X is he's been keeping me up to speed on certain things, and but hopefully with the end of the year coming, things will slow down a little bit, and I can get caught up on some of the stuff that I've missed. Because love hearing you guys, especially Reinhardt. He's always awesome. You guys going back and forth. Even. Here again, it's almost like Ignition anymore. You never know where you're going to go. You're sitting there talking about Eddie Van Halen and, when he was gone in with his credentials with Van Halen. And
that was good.
That
was good. Well, that's the whole, and that's the point of it. And I'm trying to do it more and more and more. As I learned, the podcast experience is really kind of unfortunate that, because there's a million podcasts, people can select a podcast that's what they want to hear at that exact second. And so they end up having to subscribe to 10 different podcasts because if they have 10 different things that they like, the podcast about gambling and the podcast about football and the podcast, and everybody is like a super expert in everything. And man, that's so boring. And not everyone has the time to listen to 10 podcasts. And when I was listening, like, I love the idea of not knowing exactly where it's going to go. And so that's why we've incorporated Sports Collision and just different lots of complaining, and people love that stuff. And you just don't know what Ignition is going to be. And with, the season being over and having all this craziness all the time, it is what it is. You know that Reinhardt's an NHRA expert, and I know some stuff too. And we're going to get on there, and if there's a question, of course. But if we end up talking about Reinhardt's rickshaw, which he tricked somebody into buying, how crazy, we go that way. unapologetically. So that's awesome. I appreciate you reinforcing that, because right now, you know, it feels like you have to be specialized, but we're just not going to do it and we'll see where we end up.
No, and I love how you guys carry on the, you know, talking about Formula One. And of course, I'm sorry I missed it, coming in a little bit late, but you know, this weekend, crazy.
Yeah, well, good. Now you have to listen. Now you have to listen. Yeah. No, it was
I
crazy.
I definitely have to listen.
But we're bitter.
I just
though.
Have to ask, did you see Toto's interview after the race?
No, did not. No, was he furious and embarrassed?
He called it on the air, called it a colossal fuck up.
Wow. Well, it was. Oh, it was on the air. It got out. I can't wait.
Oh, he was interviewed. It was awesome. It was
total catastrophe.
It truly was. Yeah.
And so, okay, on that note, let's just continue.
They totally blew it.
They totally
they did. They totally blew it. Yeah.
I mean, comedy of errors. It looked very Ferrari. We were saying before, like, are you sure that it was very Ferrari? Double stacking the guys and at the wrong side, the safety car, like they blew it every which way.
Yeah. It was almost like it was intentional. It was so bad. I'm like, what the hell? Come on, guys.
And so Lewis Hamilton is in line for a new contract. Supposedly he makes $53 million a year. You know, my friend is suggesting that they should not resign him, which I think is crazy and just ridiculous that this Russell kid. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's the greatest of the great. But
really is.
I feel like there's an appreciation of Formula One from the drag racing community, like on a regular basis. You are evidence of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're all things motorsports, but, you know, we get stuck in Formula One as well. I mean, I will say that there's times where we'll fast forward through it, you know, for some of the races, but now we're into it. I mean, the engineering and the way the cars run, it's come on, it's impressive. How can you not be?
How can you not?
You're a motorhead.
Exactly. How can you not be if you're a motorhead? If you're interested in cars, these are cars and they're pretty fast. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stubo, I appreciate you coming on. I brought you on. I'm going to put you back down into the watch only zone. If you want, I'll put you down there. You can hang out for as long as possible. We're about to dive into what do you think of the monoliths?
You go now.
You go now.
I'll go.
What do you think of those monoliths? We're going to talk
yes.
about those metal monoliths that are showing up. Is it aliens or is it a hoax? Which?
You know, what the heck? Let's go for aliens.
Aliens. There's one for aliens. At this point, I'm kind of hoping. Like, I'm 47 years old.
You would think it'd be a better message than, you know, a 10-foot monolith.
And did you see it was obviously took a grinder with a wire brush on the grinder.
It's going to end up being some kind of marketing scheme for some kind of internet.
The sad part,
movie
you know that's
something.
What it's going to be.
All right, let's go on the record.
It's going to be the next workout. With a workout tool, you know,
exactly.
Like the mirror.
I got to admit, though, I like that mirror. I think that thing looks pretty good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not getting it because it's going to be a big waste. It's like $1,500, but it looks cool.
It's freaky. No way.
Yeah. Talking about mirror on the wall.
And people exactly. see you and they see their little faces. They're like, hey, Sue. And you're like working out
yeah,
together.
No.
Hey, Joe,
no.
You look so thin today.
The whole
keep
that's right.
good work.
The whole
get back on the bike,
come on, buddy.
The whole
get
concept.
You can do it.
Exactly. Inviting people into my house via camera and microphone to see what I'm doing.
Strangers. Not yes. just people.
Well,
strangers.
Exactly, because that's what
that's
we're doing. Well, you guys were
it's
invited.
One thing is inviting people I mean, you know.
That's right.
And they'll all be judging
you,
know, you your
you
house.
Know each other. Come on.
Right. And think of all the things. Yeah, there was a guy in the mirror today that looked at me the wrong way. I feel like I got a feud with him. Like, oh, there's that guy. The guy with the feud in the mirror. Yeah, it's too much. Technology is pretty crazy. All right, Sue, thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Yeah, obviously, if we don't talk again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. If we do a Christmas show, you're compelled to come back.
Thanks, all.
Take care.
You guys
there she
are
goes.
Awesome. Keep it going.
Stubo,
love it.
Say hi to Dave. Thank you.
WFO.
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 That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. How great was that? That was good stuff. So the whole Patreon thing is clearly it worked. It's a success now. And on that note, let's enter.
Isn't this great?
Isn't this great? Wherever you go, act like it's
yeah,
the place
are.
To be. So let's go on the record for the monoliths. I think it's independent individuals that are not connected to one another that one showed up and somebody said, oh, dude, we can make one of those. Let's make one. And they did. And now they're going to start showing up until somebody gets caught. But they're just humans. And should we make one? Like, maybe we should. Maybe we should make a monolith. I would fill mine with concrete, though, so you can't move it.
So that all of these are now copycats is what you're saying. That the original one in Utah that was discovered by those guys, the dudes on the helicopter.
In a very...
That's the original one.
Yes.
And then these other two dudes are copycats. The one in Hungary or Europe or wherever the hell it was over there.
Yes.
On the other side of the world.
That's my opinion. Based on years of study of this kind of phenomenon, like hoaxes and stuff. Yes. I think that the first one is also a man-made creation. It doesn't look that... Incredible.
Well, they're all man-made creation. I don't think that that thing really dropped here from outer space by any means.
Or what if it popped out of another dimension? Like, why does it got to come from space?
Oh, like through the window.
Right. Through the window. Like Grogu was going through the window. Here's one from...
That wasn't a window.
Well, we don't know what it was. Is there a fourth
one
now? That
was like a signal.
There's a fourth one now. Huh? No, there's only three. It was Romania.
Yeah, whatever.
Around the same time as the Utah one vanished. Okay, wait a second. It vanished. They didn't have it secured.
What do you
it
mean?
Disappeared.
Oh, that's just disappeared.
That's crazy. Nobody knows that. Shortly afterwards, it appeared on the Romanian hillside. The structure disappeared several days after it was first spotted near the Petrodava Dacian Forest, a local archaeological landmark. Shortly afterwards, a new monolith was spotted on the top of a mountain trail in Southern California before it almost also vanished. All right. See, I don't believe any of this. Here's why. How come somebody is not watching these things? Like, how is it disappearing? If a monolith appears, then you should have some security and wait for someone to come pick it up. And when they do, you catch them. And then you say, you guys are the guys. Although it has not been confirmed who exactly is responsible for the monoliths, an anonymous collective called the Most Famous Artist, a.k.a. Banksy Ripoff, has taken credit for the Utah and California statues and is selling three replicas for $45,000. There it is.
Say what?
However, when
get
asked...
Get your monolith replica for 45 Gs. Ha!
I saw that a Wayne Gretzky rookie card is going to go for $1.5 million. And it's going to be the first hockey card over a million or something.
Wow.
So if you can get, you know, obviously he's the great one. But these monoliths now have worldwide attention.
Get out of here.
They have worldwide attention. I bet you can get somebody, you could... con somebody out of 45K for the monoliths. Al Goldstein bought that giant middle finger for his backyard. For the person with
I guess somebody paid 15 G's for a PlayStation 5 online.
Exactly. The end of argument right there. So these guys, like, yeah, man, listen, what you hear we're going to do is this. We're going to put these monoliths out. We're going to send out a press release. Oh, my God, it's mysterious. We'll take it down. We'll put it up. We'll take it down. We'll put it up. And then we'll start selling them for $45,000 for three. And people will buy them. And you know what? They will. However, when asked about the Isle of Wight structure, it said, the monolith is out of my control at this point. Godspeed to all the aliens working hard around the globe to propagate the myth. And so that's it. Exactly. It's hand-built. Other people doing the monoliths now. The monolith story just got less cool. Scratch that off the list.
Take that off. Garbage.
Oh, I was kind of hoping. You know, we gotten some heavy into aliens over the past couple of years during these winter breaks, and I was kind of hoping that this would be a sustaining thing. Unlike the multidimensionalism, which is definitely real. A lot of shows about that right now. I don't know how many of you folks are keeping track of it, but I think that they are trying to softly, gently break it to us that there are multiple dimensions happening at the same time. And we're going to find out, because there's just too many shows on about the same general idea, which is multiple dimensions. There's like countless shows. I think about Man in the High Castle, which is one that I was pushing on this show for a long time until it totally sucked. Like, season 3 was one of the worst things I've ever saw. Like, the guys at Amazon were like, let's please end this thing as fast as possible, and they ended it, and it was the worst thing ever. But multi-dimensions, there's a lot of that going on. Probably Rick and Morty. Speaking of Rick and Morty. Well, we haven't spoke of Rick and Morty. Now we have. I had that queued up for another reason. The whole point of it is multi-dimensions. There's all kinds of, like, infinite numbers of dimensions out there in the world.
Now, are you talking just multiple dimensions like that, or are you talking, like, quantum leap, or...
Well, I didn't do quantum leap, where you can leap to... But yes, like a quantum leap, yes, yes, same thing, exactly. Except, I think quantum leap was the same dimension different times? I wasn't that experienced.
He was
with
jumping
leap.
Around, yeah, from, like, different time, era to era.
See, in Rick and Morty, there are an infinite number of Rick and Mortys doing the same thing, like jumping around. Like, they're all jumping around. Like, everybody's jumping around. If you don't like the world you're in, go get another one. And there's infinite numbers, multidimensionalism. And I think there's something to the fact that we're, like, for instance, right now, we're in a dimension where somehow, unbeknownst to me, how it is possibly happening, the Miami Dolphins are winning. What dimension is this? For the first time.
It is
time.
Some sort of bizarre world that we're living. It's 2020.
It is. For the first time since...
Your Miami Dolphins are 8-4.
For the first time since 2003.
Wow.
Which,
it's almost like...
What's the significance
years.
Of that?
Is that... I don't know. Is that the year that that incident happened in Vegas?
Yes.
Imagine
that's what ties
that.
It all together. Was that on this show that we talked about that?
We did talk about that recently. And so what, is this some sort of, you know, is this going to be like the thing that pulls them out, like breaking the curse? Are we going full circle?
Exactly the conversation I want to have with Giovanni right now.
Tua.
They say that history.
In the first half, but came through in the second half. Coach Flo went out there.
You're so off mic. Why are you so off mic? Why are you so off mic?
We're not going to take those cheap shots anymore.
You're not even listening.
No, I'm not. I dropped the mic, the headset.
Yeah, well, exactly. You're totally off mic, man. You're off mic. Your headset's
well,
on the floor.
I dropped the headset, and I figured I'd just keep going.
Just keep going. He's rolling like in, what is that? Animal House. Let him go. He's going. History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. What's happening with the Miami Dolphins here in 2020, not unlike the last time they were 8-4 in 2003. But we all know how that ended. But you're right. Tua was playing like garbage. They were stinking on ice. They were committing many, many penalties. You may recall a few weeks ago I talked about being one of the least penalized teams in the league and how that was a sign of a good coach. Well, at halftime, Flores brings him in there. You'd only assume that he read him the riot act. They came out on fire. They got in a brawl, rightfully so, and they put it to him and won the game, man. They won the game. Not that the Natty is the best team in the world. But it was a huge victory. They imposed their will on the opponent to go 8-4 in the second half of that game and won it.
Absolutely. More importantly, they're beating on garbage teams that they should beat. Cincinnati without Joe Burrow is a team that they should beat, and they did. They didn't fall into the trap. They didn't play well the first half, but it was good to see them come back the second half and just get it going. But we are definitely seeing that they definitely – got a lot more pieces to go to help Tua out. They you know, the offensive line needs help. They could use some skill, you know, some fast guys. They don't look fast enough right now.
To be a super, well, you know, we're going to find out this weekend.
Yeah, well, the defending champs come to town.
Yeah, we're going to find out this weekend.
Should we go? You want to go to the game? You want to go see Pat Mahomes play?
I do. I do.
I know, me too.
I do. Like, this is one that, first of all, if it was non-pandemic, we wouldn't be able to get in because it would be a sellout and there would be no chance of us getting in and we wouldn't be willing to pay for what it would cost to go. That's number one. But since there's a pandemic,
And there's a 25% limit, which at this stadium is 12,000, 13,000 people.
There's zero chance of us getting in there. So we're going to have to watch on television. But I would love to see Mahomes play in person. Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're going to light us up, and they should light us up. It's just a matter of how tough can we play them. And that's all you judge. Like, this is a loss. If they somehow win, it's a loss. You don't beat the Chiefs. Or maybe you do. Right? It's exciting.
We'll see. The Steelers, the 11-0 Steelers fell to the Washington football team today. The 4-7 former Native American mascot team won a game.
Why do you
and
keep
now
bringing
there's two
that up,
teams
though?
At
Why
5
is it...
and 7 in the NFC East.
You keep bringing
the
that up.
The G-Men beat Seattle yesterday, unprecedented, in shocking fashion. The Giants go to Seattle and win.
What's up with your voice?
I don't know. It's getting dry and cracked. I don't know.
You don't have water? You don't keep water in the studio?
I do have water, but I guess my voice is parched.
Yeah, man. Everybody's commenting down there in the comments section. They're all saying, what's up with Giovanni? He sounds like Morty.
You're killing me. You're driving me over here. This is slave labor. I don't even get water break around here. It's just nonstop.
If the Dolphins were to beat the Chiefs to go
not gonna happen.
To go 9-4.
Not going to happen.
That's all. Exactly. It's not going to happen. But if it did, this town would be a fire. And I texted you this morning, like, who can I listen to on the radio down here to get the vibe of the team? And to get, and the answer was nothing. Nobody. So we play the Chiefs. Then we play
you
the Patriots.
Up early enough. The only guy in the morning is the former Dolphin, our former good co-worker and friend, Joe Rose.
The guy that you threatened to fight? That guy?
I did not threaten to fight. I just defended myself and said I would not be stepped on by his big head and, you know, bully.
You threatened to fight him.
He said, I told him he couldn't bully me around, that I wasn't one of these punk-ass kids.
You'll remember me. You might beat me up, but you'll remember me. I'll damage you.
Is that what I
Something
said?
Something like that. Yeah, no, it was cool. You had a cool statement.
You know, man, I'm an old man. Why do you keep bringing this stuff up?
Because it was your most glorious moment.
That
Besides a marriage to your wife
moment.
And the birth of your son, like, that's it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, right up there, right. It was me standing up for myself.
One, birth of son. Two, marriage to amazing wife. Three, backing down former NFL athlete in front of work environment.
Is that what it is? So I stood up for myself. And then, so yes. You know what? If you want to give me credit for that, I've always been able
to. Do you want to add your own, what should be third or fourth? Like,
well, I guess I hadn't considered that. I didn't know I had to write down my
greatest moments of your life. This is it.
My greatest life achievements before I croak or something before we get off the air.
Achievements. The word achievement.
Accomplishments, you know?
Moment. Moment.
Moments?
Yes. Moments.
A bucket list of... phone is in the red, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, plug it in. Patriots...
I can't plug it in. That's where the headsets go.
The Dolphins... the Dolphins play the Patriots, play the Raiders, play the Bills.
That's a tough way to close out.
It is. But I think they have shown that they could beat... every one of these teams, except for the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs is one that I'll put, you know, loss. But they can beat the Raiders. And they can beat the Bills. And the Patriots kind of got mind control. But this year, anything could happen. Pretty amazing. So there you go. All right, let's move on. Since you're... any other sports collision type stuff you want to throw out there before we move forward?
No, just the NFL. We discussed the Steelers' undefeated loss earlier in the show. The aforementioned Bills are playing right now on the Monday night game against San Francisco in Arizona. And the Bills were up 17-7 at the half. And that is the Dolphins' competition. But no, I don't have a lot of other NFL stuff. That's about all that's going on. There's no other. The NBA is going to start heading up on the 22nd, which is a couple weeks from now.
Wow.
We'll discuss that a little bit more next week.
Yeah.
And that's it about today's the 7th. You know, about what? That puts us at about 15, 16 more days till Christmas Eve. So I'm ready to go.
You ready for Christmas Eve? And then you ready for New Year's? You ready to get back?
On all things that are like work-like and just that's it. Just call it a season.
I believe it was last week.
Oh, I've been checked out for sure. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm checked out. Come on. If you're not checked out by now, you need to check out WFO Universe. Listen, we never steer you wrong. We're all about patriotism and doing the right thing and market research and good friends and all that great stuff. In December 2020, WFO Joe is giving you permission to check out. Don't get fired, but check out. Spend time with your friends, spend time with your family, stay in your pod, stay safe. Don't get the Rona, but definitely check out. You've earned it. I think you've earned it. And I'm checked out. I'm doing the show. We're here doing the show. I'm trying to do the right thing, and I've been a professional and did my everything I got to do and trying to bring on new business, but I'm still checked out, definitely, because we've earned it. It's December 2020, baby. You know what temperature it is outside right now? It is freezing, like 65 degrees. It is, and it's going to go down to the 40s, I heard.
I heard 52 was today, but tomorrow is going to be in about 40, 45. They said 45, not 40. So mid to upper 40s, which is super freezing for us. But don't get me wrong. That's not all day long.
How many days?
That's the overnight low.
How many days will it be in the 40s?
2 days. Two mornings.
Damn it. Got to kill those iguanas, man. Still a problem.
Yeah, no, not enough. Yeah.
Still a problem. They're everywhere.
Unfortunately, no. Right. Like, you see, tonight, the overnight low is saying it's 52.
The Iguana Report.
And where are we at right now? It's
the Iguana Report on WFO is something that a lot of people have been listening a long time to hear what's going on with WFO Joe and the iguana situation. It's not good here, folks. There's a lot of these things, man. I don't know what to do. They're taking over. All right.
It's 66 currently.
Yeah, 66 degrees. Brr.
No, man, that's perfect. I'll go out there right now. I got to bring in the garbage cans. I'm wearing just shorts and a t-shirt, man. That's it. Flip-flops.
So
not flip-flops. I wear slides, not flip-flops.
Nobody cares. Bob Dylan.
Everybody cares. People are interested in my stuff. Stubo, inform me. Everybody wants to know more. They want more insider stuff.
More Geo will like spin off the podcast like the Jeffersons was to Archie Bunker.
You know, yeah, we could call it, yeah.
No, more like the Ropers. Bob Dylan sold his entire catalog, 600-plus songs.
That makes sense. He should cash out.
They say that, do you know what the price is? They don't know exactly, but they got a range.
$1 billion.
No. Much less than that.
$100 million.
No, much more than that. Between 300 and a half bill. Between 3 and 5 is what they say, that the sale experts suggest the sale is in the range of 300 to 500 million.
That's a lot of jingle.
Yeah, it is. The sale gives Universal the right in perpetuity to lease use of Dylan's compositions to advertisers and movies and television and video games. And anyone who thinks his words and melodies could enhance their product, they're going to milk it, baby. They're going to milk it and wring it out to the last drop. So get ready for lots of Bob Dylan, folks. Hope you like him.
Everybody must get stoned.
Yes. Yes. No, good for him. He's got, you know, $500 million, and he's an old man. How old is he? Old. But good for Dylan. All right, what do you think I should do about the doorbell?
Well, I would investigate the one with the blinkety blink blink that Stubo suggested. But, I mean, I could definitely give you – Bob Dylan's 79 years old.
Wow.
He'll be 80 in May. And
80 is the new 60, man. I'm telling you, everybody, 80 is the new 60.
Yeah, look, I'll be grateful if I even make it.
Not looking good. Just saying. All right, let's get on this important stuff now.
I like the ring. I haven't had any.
Do you pay a monthly? Do you pay a monthly? There's a monthly.
No. It's like a one yearly, you know, I don't know, a few bucks a month it breaks down to. Yeah, but like
$30 a year. It's like
how much is it? $20?
$3 a month.
All right, man. Really, like
times 3 years, times 5 years.
Listen. Yeah, well, you know, $3 a month, it's 30, you know, $36 a year, it is what it is. After 10 years, you spent $360 dude. Sorry, you know.
A lot of people, let me tell you, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me.
I'm just it's like that's an insignificant fee.
People are very concerned about it on the Facebook. I put this up on the Facebook, and a lot of people were very bothered by the fact that you're paying for something, by the way. You're paying for storage.
Well, you don't have to pay. You're only paying for them to store the recordings for the year or something like that. Is what it is. So if you choose for them not to store the recordings, I guess you may not have to pay. I don't know the full details.
You have to
pay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't question the payment. I just paid.
You just paid. You pay station. So there's apparently a bunch out there.
I didn't deem it to be out of, you know, something outrageous or, you know, I guess it was in the ballpark where I said, oh, yeah, just pay it.
I got 44
you know,
comments.
If it had been $99 a year, maybe I would have, you know, been like, oh, whoa.
So there's Nest. There's Ring, there's Blink, there's Arlo, there's Vivitar, there's Wise, there's
like the owl?
Yeah. Patrick the Webmaster recommended that one. But apparently you can't get it because they're like so great that they can't keep up with production and
right,
that you can't
course.
Get it.
And Nest, look, why don't you get the Nest and pair it with your, get a Nest thermostat and pair it with thermostat and you could be a Nest
household. Right. Household. And Nest has a speaker that cuz Nest is Google. It's all Google.
Okay.
I definitely
well,
want the
go.
Nest thermostat. But I you know, it's the situation where Eufy, there's Arlo,
huh?
Eufy.
How do I fee?
EUFY. They make cameras and a doorbell. There's Skybell. There's
dude, that's way too many options.
I know,
man.
Man.
That's no. Just, you know, cause stick with one of the well-known, the Nest, the Ring, or one of those, you know, dude, just spend like.
The Pro is.
Look, I don't want to spend your money.
It's $250, but it's on sale for $160.
Spend a flat tire.
Yeah.
And get like one of those 8 camera, you know,
get
one terabyte
here.
Hard drive and put them on all four corners of the house and one under the front door. And, you know, and that's about, you know, $8 or $9.
Yeah, except
maybe a flat tire.
Well, not if you do what Stubo does with the Blink cameras, except everybody told me the Blink cameras are not good. That's the thing, man. It's
yeah,
like,
but OK, but right. But how many of those are there? They're what? 50, 60, 100 bucks each.
You can know you can get a bunch of Blink cameras for not a lot of money.
All right.
But I don't need 8 cameras, man. I really want to check the front and side and back. But I could build on it, and
front,
Ring does that.
Side, back, that's 3 right there.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Doorbell plus
and you
2.
You get one on the inside and one for that back door, you know? And, dude.
Yeah, but I'm not getting all those cameras
you,
at once.
The 8-camera system is the way to go.
Yeah, get the 8-camera system. Right, exactly. Why don't I just hire, like, a security guard to stand out there?
No, that's
and he'll
that's
just come in and he'll get me when someone comes
his
to the door.
His name is Tyler Durden.
We'll get him a doorman. Vivint. Blink XT.
His name Tyler Durden.
Right now, I'm thinking about just going with the Ring and just pulling the trigger on the Ring. Next subject, air fryer. The Breville Smart Oven Fryer.
I think it's called Breville.
Breville. From what I understand, this is a premium brand. And JJ says that this is the good
get
to
it,
go.
Dude. Get it. Get go. Go all in, dude. Get it.
All right.
I think you should get it.
Whether you realize it or not.
But,
you sound like you're very patronizing. You do not sound
no,
like you're trying
to
be helpful.
Mrs. Geo, look, you need to get it. You just have to do
well,
it.
Well, I'm getting one or the
Mrs.
other.
Mrs. Geo jumped the gun and got one that is very good, but not as apparently not like as qualified as this. This is like commercial, you know, quality. And it apparently it's extra large and all kinds of stuff that ours is just like a regular small. It does, you know, multiple things and it's working wonderfully. But it's you know, it's like a regular small toaster oven size.
Jambalaya Jay says it's the best thing
if
that
I
there
knew,
is.
You know, if I knew then what I know now, I would definitely go all in on the bigger size one.
All right.
Because this is something that you're definitely going to use and you're going to shove stuff in there. And it's I've known because we had the previous air fryer, the one that you didn't like the way it looked because of the egg shape or
yeah.
whatever the hell it was, an oval or whatever.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah.
But air fryers are, dude, they're awesome. That's I can't say much more. They make everything at what fraction of the time It comes out crispy. You don't have to worry about soggy, you know, sogginess. With that, I rarely put anything in the microwave.
And that's what he said.
Put stuff in the microwave just to warm it up. But there's no need to with the air fryer because the toaster oven, sometimes it's, you know, it's hot, 5-10 minutes. None of that. Air fryer, just a couple minutes. Boom. And I'm in the reheat part.
Right.
But otherwise than that, all that frozen stuff, like all that, all the frozen potatoes and all that stuff that you would make in the oven.
Yeah.
Right away. 12 minutes. Boom. Ready to go.
Interesting. Okay. If you had to get that or the Ring doorbell. I'm, oh, you know, like, listen, man,
we're socialist, communist,
dude,
you know, world.
Tough times, man. Tough times.
This is like, America in 2020,
well,
man.
I could buy
Make
anything.
Make it rain. Get both.
Yeah, right. Come we don't on, have to, we have very limited resources at all times. This is a time of struggle for most.
No. This is the Gilded Age, man. What are you talking about?
You contributing to the WFO
right.
fund?
Make the wheels go round and round, man.
All right.
Go
thank
spend,
you.
Splurge.
Thank you, Giovanni. So you can get me the Ring doorbell, and then I'll handle the air fryer, and we'll get them both. Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
There it is.
We're going to do Secret Santa?
That's not so secret anymore. Yeah, let's do. But all the Costello Media employees and contractors are going to do Secret Santa this year, Gio. So I don't want to tell you who's getting you what, but better get me something. All right. Any final thoughts? Jambalaya nope. Jay, thank you very much for the Breville.
Joe's going to get it.
It hurts. It hurts, but it looks like it's the right one.
I got a great idea. I'm going to get it, right one. And I'm going to package it up, and I'm going to give it to Mrs. Gio for Christmas, and I'm going to go get the box out of the storage.
And give me yours.
And I'm going to repackage yours as a birthday Christmas gift combo.
Whoa.
Look at that.
What do you mean Boom, birthday Christmas gift? You're going to re-gift. You already did with the water pick.
What's the water pick? I didn't have anything to do with that.
Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, you
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah,
you used to have a water pick sitting around your house in the box, and now it's gone and found its way over here. It's great, by the way. Who knew? Who knew how wet and wild a water pick is? Who knew?
What the hell is a water?
Well, it's like a toothpick, except with water.
Water pick, water flosser.
The Teledyne water pick. You don't
you
remember
that? You got this from my house?
Yeah. You had one brand new in the box. And it
Who
was up
knew?
On the... Exactly. It was up on the shelf, and I said, Mrs. Giovanni, what's that? She's like, it's
Why
a water
are you
pick.
Why just coming into my closet and taking stuff?
She gave it to me. It was a fantastic gift. Merry Christmas to you early. I was like, oh, water pick. Okay, I guess. And guess what? It turned out to be great. The water
well,
pick.
Well, there you go. You already got your Christmas
That's from
gift.
Mrs. Giovanni. Can we get back onto the sports thing? Is there any
no,
other sports?
That's it.
That's
out,
it.
Man.
We're
my
done,
phone
right?
Is burning up. Phone is red.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye, everyone. See you next week. Enjoy the last Formula One race, Abu Dhabi, and that's it, I would say.
All right, there he goes, Giovanni. Excellent work. It's okay. You should have charged your battery a little bit more that you didn't make it to the end. But you're out of material. So there he goes, Giovanni in Miami. There he goes, everybody. Giovanni. The holiday season, man. Has anyone noticed that I'm not really concerned with getting gifts for other people? No, it's true. It's true. Because I already got that all dialed in. I had all figured out already. Now I'm just trying to figure out how to improve the empire. The other day when I was in here and the neighbor was knocking on the door and I couldn't figure out who it was and I couldn't leave because I was doing a show for all intents and purposes. Made me really realize, like, I got to get one of these doorbells. And the air fryer thing, it's totally unnecessary. Like, I'm a single person, and I can, you know, there are people like me who live with a hot plate. I have an oven. I don't need the air fryer. But boy, it looks cool. I don't know. We'll see. And I just want you to know that anything that gets discussed on the show like this, I'm going to put it in the WFO store at WFOradio.com. Like, for instance, right now there's something in there called Sinew Cleanse, which is a product that I swear by. I'm not going to tell you about it now, but I swear by it. It's part of my life. And that's what I want the WFO store to become. Like, stuff that we endorse, and you can buy it. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. Thank you so much. Thanks to Stubo, Bulls Wool, everybody who checked out the show. We've got Reinhardt tomorrow at 1, Craig Bourgeois at 4 on Tuesday, and then the Snake on Thursday. See you then.
WFO!
This is WFO Radio.
Yeah, welcome to the party.
Oh, yeah.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
Subscribe to WFO Radio on iTunes. Never miss a show. And don't forget to write a review. WFO.